Chris Plummer, who's just gotten out of prison about a month and a half ago. He's really glad to be here, and he's raring to organize the hell out of Austin. So and then we also have Robert King Wilkerson, who as well has just been out of prison now for a little over a year. He was in prison for 30 some odd years, 32 years I guess, 29 of which he spent in solitary confinement. And I guess it was a year and about a month ago, they let him go, telling him that, you know, he hadn't done what they'd accused him of. So just imagine it, folks. It's almost impossible. But both these guys are going to have some really important stuff for us to listen to. And I think we're going to start with Chris Plummer. He's going to...
First, excuse me if I come off as a little bit angry and insane. It's partly because I am. I'm going to talk a little bit about my case and then what I think needs to be done to support political prisoners in the United States and abroad. And then go over how you, as a community, as the people that live in Austin, can get involved, because you can change the living situations of every one of these prisoners. You can change the world by doing so. First, in 1989 in Boston, there was a group of anarchists who got sick and tired of being activists, who got sick and tired of being protesters, got tired of waving signs and not seeing anything happen. They formed a group called the United Anarchist Front. It was designed to combat organized racist and police organizations that were completely out of hand. Police brutality was endemic in Boston. Over a period of 4 years, it did actions all across the United States. Small actions that were not claimed by the group, just designed to halt the activities that were going on. In 1993, I got a letter from a friend of mine that lived in Houston, Texas, and he had said that, you know, two gay men who were walking down the street in the Montrose area had been attacked with baseball bats by a group of Nazis that jumped out of a pickup truck. One of those men died, and another one was paralyzed for life. At that point, a cell of the United Anarchist Front decided that it was a good idea to head to Houston and find out who was responsible, since the police certainly weren't trying. We found out that it was more than likely a group called the American Front Skins, which are a neo-Nazi skinhead organization. Found out where they were living and where they were organizing out of, which was a house in a suburb, basically in North Houston. Raided the house, burglarized it, destroyed everything that was in there, and I was subsequently caught for that action. At first, I was charged with 14 counts of attempted murder and attempted arson, which they later had to re-indict me for just burglary, since they couldn't prove the allegations against me. I signed a plea agreement for 15 years. Had I been breaking into those people's houses to steal their goddamn TV, I would have gotten 2 years probation. But the fact is because it was a politically motivated crime and what they called vigilantism, they were being pretty rough. They started out their offers at 75 years, I think. But I was sent to Texas Department of Corrections at the end of 1993. Immediately going to maximum security units. And because of my bad attitude and bad behavior in the face of authority, I was sent to close custody, which meant that we spent 22 hours a day in our cells. My whole time in Texas Department of Corrections, almost eight and a half years, was spent on close custody or ADSEG, except for the last year, which I was allowed to go to minimum custody. The actual discharge time on a 15-year sentence is only 4 years and 3 months. I mean, that's when they're supposed to have to let you go. But like I said, I did quite a bit, about 4 extra years on that. During that time, I saw prisoners abusing each other, rapes, murders, beatings on almost a daily basis. It's a very, very vile place to be. And it's where almost any one of you could be tomorrow for any number of things. If any of you are actually effective community organizers, actually effective in anything that you do, you can look forward to prison time. You can look forward to some type of repression. One day, you might end up there. And without community support for those people that end up there, we have no hope of winning. I'm sick of struggle. I want to fucking fight. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this system. I'm tired of the repression that goes on. I'm tired of the new laws they create to stop us. And I think all of us should be tired of it. I mean, we're stagnant. And we're forgetting the most important part, the solidarity that has to extend to those people that can't fight for themselves anymore. They're locked in a goddamn cage. Most of the people that are politically active inside the prisons end up in ADSEG, or end up in the worst type of situations. Most of them have paid dearly. A lot of us consider ourselves community organizers and activists, and a lot of us have been harassed by the cops, have, you know, paid a certain price for what we believe in. But those people inside pay a price every day that you cannot imagine. They pay their freedom. Sometimes they pay with their lives. I think it's fundamentally important that we as a community decide that that's not going to happen anymore. That there are people worth fighting for inside those places. Because at one point they thought it was worthwhile fighting for us. I'm angry at the lack of solidarity. I'm angry that there are people inside who can't even fucking afford to buy toothpaste. And they paid with their life. I'm angry that the cops can get away with beating somebody's brains in because they decide to organize something in prison. Because they decide to combat the repression that's there. It shouldn't be allowed to happen. And now I hold myself responsible for every time that happens. And I hold the entire community responsible for it. Because we can change it. We can solidify a prisoner support movement that makes it impossible for those people to do things like that. And each and every one of us would gain from it. You're talking about maybe writing letters to political prisoners or social prisoners. The people on the other end, the people writing those letters, have an immense amount to gain. You can learn about somebody's life, the things that they've been going through. Learn what caused them to end up in that place. And there were times in my stay in prison, especially when I was placed in ADSEG, because I was a, quote, threat to the security of the institution, that postcards saved my fucking life. That friends that gave a fuck enough to sit down and write a few sentences kept me from losing my mind. Especially when I was placed in ADSEG, because I was a, quote, threat to the security of the institution, that postcards saved my fucking life. That friends that gave a fuck enough to sit down and write a few sentences kept me from losing my mind. And it has to, I mean, something as simple as that can change things. Becoming involved in prisoner support groups and fighting for the release of the people that are inside. Mr. Wilkerson spent 31 years in prison. 31 years. To a lot of us, that's as long as we've been alive. Most of that time locked in a box. He could have been free a lot sooner. I personally believe that. I think he could have been free in 2 years. I think he didn't have to spend all that time there. Why? Because we as a movement were not responsible enough to back up the people that we encourage to do things. If a prisoner was to write to any of these groups that are here represented here today, including the ABC, the Anarchist Black Cross, and said that they wanted to form a chapter of the Black Panther Party or a chapter of Anti-Authoritarians Anonymous or whatever inside prison, we'd go, yay! We'd clap. We'd send them stuff, literature. But we'd also have to be there when the state came in to hurt them. And it will happen. It happens every day in this country. And I'm tired of it. And I think all of us should be. All of us should be sick and tired of it. In our daily lives, we should be sick and tired of it. Not just with the prison system and with political prisoners or social prisoners, but every day we eat shit from this state. Every day we tolerate far more than we should. And at some point, it's got to stop. At some point, you've got to be sick of struggling and want to fight. At some point, we've got to just go, fuck it. And a lot of that is fear. Recently, there was a lot of fear over just having a radio station in somebody's backyard. A radio station. At some point, we have to be committed enough to do something. At some point, we have to challenge the authority, or we'll just get stuck. We'll end up just as dead as the rest of this society. And God damn it, we're alive. We still have a chance. At some point, we have to turn this around. And part of that is doing all the projects that are here. Inside books, an anarchist bookstore, Monkey Wrench. Whatever. Get involved. If you have a dream, follow it. If you have a desire to change something, do it. Because the repercussions for not doing it are far worse than anything the state could do to you. Because then you're a failure. Not to the movement, but to yourself. And we can't continue this at all. We can't continue to be stagnant. Gotta get involved. It's life or death. Not just for those people that you would support if you chose to become involved with political prisoners, but to yourself. To all of us. To us as a world. If we don't do something, we will all die. Not in the physical sense. Fighting back, the quest for freedom is more fundamental than food. Any animal when they're locked in a cage would rather die than stay there. And we're all locked in a cage. Mr. Wilkerson last night at his talk at UT alluded that, really, we just came from maximum security, but this is minimum security. At some point, you're going to get tired of it. We're going to work. We're going to bleed and cry and work together. And we're going to change this fucking place. Or it'll eat us alive. The Anarchist Black Cross was formed in 1917. Its history goes back to 1905. It was developed to assist the anarchist prisoners that were locked inside prisons in Bolshevik Russia. It developed support networks to help people get, you know, false papers, anything that it could do to help people get out of the gulags in Russia, or to get out of the country if they were suffering political repression. It's continued its existence all the way up until now. Never has there not been an anarchist Black Cross. It's in cities all over this country, in cities all over this world, fighting to help anarchist and class war prisoners. There are any number of political prisoner and social prisoner support networks that you could get involved with. But it's fundamental that today we do something for these people that are locked inside. Whether they went in there for a political offense or they became politicized after they're in there. Because let me tell you something about prison officials. They don't give a damn what you got locked up for. They give a damn what you do while you're in there. I've known people that went down for 5-year drug cases that started to try and organize, and all of a sudden some captain decided to plant a knife in their cell, and suddenly they are doing 25 years. Aggravated time, which means that they would do probably 23 of it. That's the price that these people have paid to do something different, to change. Prison is not a nice place to become politically active. It's filled with racism. It's filled with every ism that you hate. That's the norm there. And combating any of them can be deadly. Just calling yourself an anarchist in Texas prisons will more than likely end up getting you seriously hurt or killed. Trying to change something, you meet resistance from the cops, from the prison crats, but you also meet resistance from the various inmate organizations, the gangs and the cliques that run around there. In Texas prisons, 70% of the white male population are part of a fascist organization. 70% of them believe in the ideology of fascism. Now imagine going in there committed to doing anti-racist organizing. And these aren't friendly fascists. Inside prison, nothing's friendly. People get their brains beat out every day over a dollar debt on a domino table, much less somebody's political ideology. So every time you pick up a pamphlet or a book or read about some person that is trying to do something inside that system, I want you to think about the amount of willpower, the amount of dedication it takes just to even try. Never mind if it's successful or not. But the people trying to do something different. And I hope that everybody here will get involved. The Committee to Free the Angola Free, which Mr. Wilkerson will talk about, need your support. They need not just addresses and phone numbers, but they need your help. They need financial support to pay for lawyers, to get other people out of prison. People that have spent far too goddamn long there. Anarchist Black Cross groups need your support. We do all kinds of support for prisoners, whether it's just somebody writing for educational materials or, you know, supporting political prisoners and helping to make sure that they're safe. because that's our fundamental concern, beyond their freedom. And I'm hoping that everybody gets involved, because honestly, I can't see it being an option. I can't see you not wanting to get involved, because it might be you. It might be any one of us. They could walk in here tonight and place me back in prison for any number of reasons. They could also place you in prison for any number of reasons. But don't let it stop you from doing what you're doing. Please don't let it stop you from doing what you're doing. At some point, we have to have some sense of accountability for our politics. Recently, in fact, there was a discussion between myself and Kale this morning about people not wanting to have an ideology, not wanting to say what your politics are, not wanting to have a specific label identified to you. And to me, that is the largest crock of shit I've ever heard in my life. Everybody has an ideology. Everybody. It may not fit one label, but you have one. And it's time to work for people that share those beliefs. God damn it, we're a fucking community. And we can either start acting like one, or we can just give up. I'd rather see people give up than act like frauds. And that's what it's like to me. Every time I see somebody talking about politics or talking about their beliefs, it makes me think of somebody just acting like a fraud. At some point, we've got to act on them. At some point, we've got to build up our own courage as a community and keep fighting, because our very lives depend on it. Standing Deer Wilson was supposed to appear here tonight. Some of you know that he basically has a gag order on him, even though me and him share the exact same parole stipulations. When he was released, there was somebody who looked very federal at his release and basically told him that if he chose to speak about AIM, about the Leonard Peltier case, and about his involvement in the near assassination of Leonard Peltier, he would probably go back to prison. He has a life sentence, and he's an old man. And despite that, he was willing to come. But on Monday, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles decided that he should not be living where he was living, and he had to move 150 miles away by the end of the week. So unfortunately, he could not make it here tonight, but I'm sure he would want to thank each and every one of you for coming. I wish that I could sit here and tell you his story and have it, you know, any kind of accurate. But I don't think it's fair to tell somebody else's story. But I guess that'll be it, and I'll let Mr. Robert King Wilkerson come up here and tell his. Thank you all for coming.